Has 007 received a new vehicle? Well, let me tell you, the answer is yes. Yes, he has. In fact, he got himself a brand new hypercar from Aston Martin, and guess what? It's called the Valkyrie. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 7 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. Let's take a few moments and discuss James Bond's newest piece of equipment. So let me go ahead and tell you, this Valkyrie from Aston Martin, it legitimately looks like something from a Bond movie that one of the villains would use. I mean, trust me, obviously we're going to have a photo of it for you on our Instagram, the Car 5 Podcast, which is the same name on Facebook, the Car 5 Podcast. You can find a photo of it there. I mean, the amazing aspect of this car is just the way it looks. If you see this car, you legitimately may not even think it's real. It's so radical looking. I mean, the whole car is made to maximize downforce for greater aerodynamics. The entire body is carbon fiber, and every single curve and outline of this car is meant to force the car downwards. Better center of gravity, better aerodynamics, more downforce. The thing is, I mean, it's kind of just, the word I'm looking for is different. I mean, it's almost hard to believe it's so real because it's just so crazy looking. Now, the cool thing about the Valkyrie is Aston Martin has had assistance and utilized their friends over at Red Bull Racing Advanced Technologies to aid in what Aston Martin is calling it, and I'm going to quote them, Formula One-like driving capabilities for the street. Like practically everyone, we all want to see the Valkyrie on the streets. Preferably being driven by a well-built, tall man dressed in a tuxedo whilst holding a dry martini. Name's Valkyrie. Aston Martin Valkyrie. I hope you liked my 007 impression. Let's get into what engine is powering this car. So the Valkyrie is going to have a 6.5 liter V12 that was developed by Cosworth. And if you're not sure who Cosworth is, don't beat yourself up for it. I'm going to have another episode just about them. But basically, they are beyond legendary engine builders. They've built cars for, I don't know how many car manufacturers, but we'll go ahead and talk about that another time. This V12 is naturally aspirated. It's going to produce 1,000 horsepower and 516 foot-pounds of torque. As if those numbers weren't crazy enough, the car redlines to 11,500 RPM. That's insane. That's quite literally an F1 on the street. I mean, I don't know how many people have had the opportunity to go ahead and drive a vehicle. I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be redlining up to 11,500 RPM. So for a car to rev that high, whew. That's something else. Not to mention, the Valkyrie will be a hybrid. It's going to gain further assistance from an F1 style KERS system that was developed by none other than the one and only Rimac. If you're not sure who Rimac is, again, don't beat yourself up for it. We're going to have another episode about them as well. But to fill you in very quickly, they're a fellow hypercar company that produce technology solutions for not only big companies that aren't car manufacturers, but for car manufacturers as well. Now, Aston Martin has mentioned, because this is going to be such a different type of style of car for them, the engine itself has done over 200 hours of dyno time. And the reason they wanted to state that fact is to prove the type of engine, its sturdiness, its potential, its durability. And I hate to say this, but the sad thing is about this car, like most exclusive hypercars out there, there's only going to be 150 of these things built. So as much as we would love to be able to go ahead and, you know, say, get your hands on one, realistically, they're probably already sold out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for the Aston Martin Valkyrie. I can't wait to see one soon. Of course, you can find it online. We're going to have a picture of it for you on our Instagram, the Car 5 Podcast. Give us a follow. Don't forget to head over to Facebook and like us on there as well, the Car 5 Podcast. For any questions you have for me, whether it's a personal question or think I can improve on something, or you have a recommendation for an episode, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Now go ahead and tune in February 27th for the next episode. We're going to feature Elon Musk's second generation Roadster. That thing's nuts, guys. You're going to like that one too. And we're going to talk about how insanely fast it is. Thank you so much for tuning in, and drive safe. Thank you.